Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Kozlowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. In today's episode, I'm going to be tackling a discussion that's related to politics. Now, a little disclaimer here, just like other episodes I've had, if I've mentioned anything about what's going on in the political atmosphere, I'm not taking a side one way or the other. I'm only bringing this topic up is because for two reasons. One has to do with my home state of California, and two, it just so happens that they finally mentioned something that I've been waiting for them to pick up on for many, many years. I don't think they know exactly what they mentioned, but the fact that they mentioned it is all we needed to know. So what I'm referring to is what's going on in the state of California. If any of you haven't checked, if you haven't heard in the past couple days, whenever this is released, it'll probably be a week by then, but Governor Gavin Newsom has just released a statement that California has a masculinity crisis for men and young men specifically. And this article by The Lookout in Santa Cruz, shout out to Santa Cruz. I used to go to graduate school up there and used to surf in Santa Cruz, love Santa Cruz. In this though, it talks about, in this article, it talks about how Governor Newsom directs agencies to tackle loneliness crisis among boys and men. Now, I'm going to scroll down a little bit in this article to focus on a couple statistics. It says, the college-going rate for young men who completed high school in California is 57% compared to 68% for young women. Rates are even lower for some racial and ethnic groups, 49% for Black and Latino men, 40% for Indigenous men. 49% for Black and Latino men, and 40% for Indigenous men. The labor force, it talks about how one in nine men between 25 and 54 are neither employed nor looking for work. So the reason why I bring up that first is they started off by saying, hey, there's less people getting into college. There's less people entering the workforce after the pandemic. There's less people have gone back into the workforce. So just trying to figure out what are some of the leading contributing factors towards this. Well, then it comes down to them talking about the loneliness crisis. You've probably heard about this in recent years. I believe the who was it for the government came out and said that this is a serious issue that we're having, is this loneliness crisis. But this one is specifically focusing on in California about the loneliness crisis with men. It said disconnected youth who are neither in school nor in the workforce to a growing crisis of loneliness. So there's a trend of disconnected youth is what he's referring to. Nearly one in four men under 30 years old report having no close friends. And 42% of teenage boys report experiencing feelings of loneliness. Now, a lot could be assumed by that statement, but think about it. Nearly one in four men under 30 years old report having no close friends. The reason why I'm bringing up this whole entire article, if you're new to this podcast, is because we are all about social health. When I say we, me, my clients, anyone who's ever listened to this podcast knows that myself as a mental health professional, I found out in my own practice, in all the groups I've ran throughout the years, whether they've been in psychiatric hospitals for grieving mothers, kids that have been sexually assaulted, abused, suicide groups, all the groups I've ran throughout the years. The one thing that made the group powerful is the social cohesion and connection in the group. There's an old saying that says there's no honesty like the honesty amongst peers. And it's very true. When I started doing these social health support groups back in 2010, I found out really quickly that teenagers, even teenagers that were my clients, teenagers that would come to therapy with me that I'd known for years, they would tell me a lot about their life. But as soon as I put them in a group of other teenagers, within just one or two meetings, they're confessing and talking about things they never shared with me. Not because I don't think they didn't feel comfortable to share it with me. It was someone else bringing up their struggles that brought to the surface the individual that I was counseling or I was working with. As soon as they heard someone else talk about something that they'd gone through, experience, or something they could relate to, it just triggered something inside of them that made them feel compelled to speak out, made them feel compelled to, like, hey, I don't want that kid to think that they're the only one going through that. And so then they would open up and I'd be shocked and surprised. I'd see him the next week back in my therapy, because what I was doing was social health support groups. And in the therapy group, they said, I don't know, it's just different. Like when we're around.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort. Thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When it comes to home insurance, Geico works for you. And since I'm the Geico Gecko, I work for you too.
Hey, Gecko, could you DJ my workout?
I got you, Derek. I know you like them sweet beats on leg day. Great home gym, by the way.
That's fire, Gecko.
I call this remix. Bundle your home and car insurance so you can save and get coverage that grows with you.
Oh, yeah. Rolls right off the tongue. And you know what else I like?
Air horn.
Aw, yeah.
Let Geico work for you. Get more with Geico.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Our peers, and we're talking, we're just kind of, you know, shooting the breeze, it just kind of loosens you up. And next thing you know, you just started saying things. And so in this article, what they're saying is in the state of California is they need to be able to provide more mental health care for men. They need more men in teacher positions in schools, in mentor positions, in counselor positions, in therapist positions. And they go in this article to talk about how low of rates there are. I think in the state of California, only 23 percent of teachers and 23% of school counselors across the country, or that's not just California, it's across the country, are men. And so they're looking to add, I believe they said the executive order that Gavin Newsom put forward also directs the California Department of Education to identify ways to recruit more men as teachers and school counselors through a previous $1 billion investment in teacher workforce expansion. Wow, $1 billion. I really hope that happens. Moving on, it gives a lot of examples here. Like in Northern California, talks about a school counselor in Northern California who is running the anger management groups for the school. He's the counselor. I believe he's a licensed therapist as well. And it just talks about all the different roles that he's playing, how he's seeing. It's like, this is really a big issue. And the issue that he is seeing in this article he talks about is there's not leaders and mentors, men, male role models and leaders and mentors that are working in a lot of these jobs. And you guys, he is so right. I've been in my conversations with my buddies for many years, especially the guys I played college football with and the guys that use this type of language and terminology. We've all agreed that all the OGs in our lives as men have died and passed on, or they're about to pass on, and they're too old now to be mentors for us. And so me and my buddies, we talk about this, how we trip out, how it's like, man, we're the mentors now, we're the OGs now that this younger generation is looking for. And so I work with the local NFL Players Association here, the Utah, the former Utah Football Players Association here. It's another nonprofit. And all of our objectives, all of our initiatives are trying to focus on how do we take us guys who've been there, done that, that sometimes have not made the best life choices, but have lived to tell the tales and correct our lives. How do we assert ourselves into the community with youth, not just, you know, youth in general, but specifically young men? And so what they're talking about here in the state of California is great. I think everything is amazing. But the thing that caught my attention is they actually mentioned social health. So the National Convention of State Legislators is going on this past week in Boston, and it's the biggest thing that they're talking about as well. How do we improve the poor social health of our communities? Gavin Newsom talked about we need to improve the social health of our communities. I know that they're saying these words, social health, they're right. But what I want them to know, I want you guys to know listening to this, social health is an actual thing. Currently, there's only two books written on social health. My book, Youth of the Nation, and The Art and Science of Connection by Kaisley Killam. I think that's how you pronounce her name. Her book's a great book. Her book gives a very elementary description and breaks down. It'd be a great introductory. If you've never listened to my podcast, go listen to her book or read her book. It just breaks down like, hey, what is social health? Why do we need it? My book is about how we've been applying social health into local communities ever since 2009 is when the whole concept started. And what we've been doing since then, you know, for the past 16 years now with social health. So I suggest you guys go listen to those two books, follow our podcast, but also follow us at Social Health Initiative, not just OG Therapy, because with Social Health Initiative, we now have a platform through software that inside your school, you can get free social health curriculums. And you can also get certified. So your companies, your organizations, if you're an individual, if you're a person that in your own industry feels that you're an influential person in your industry, we're putting it together so that you will be able to get accredited in your organization. And as an individual, you can get certified, or even certain products that your company sells that you feel that social healthy products or that product promotes social health, you can get those products certified as well. We're not looking to start a movement. We're not looking to start some sort of trend. We have to build a new health system. And in order to build a new health system, we've got to start somewhere, and we're starting with social health. So follow us on the social health journey. If you're from California and want to know more about how you can promote social health in your schools in California, please reach out to us at thesocialhealthinitiative.org, and we can start giving you information how you can get free social health curriculums in your school districts. And until next time, follow us on all social media. And as always, be cool.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.